He walks to the drugstore, hopes he can mug any
It's Thursday evening. I'm subbing for Kate, who was subbing for someone else, so that is cool. Let's listen to some songs. This is Oscar, aka Sister Mantos, on the horn over here. I'm gonna play you some tracks till my phone dies, because that's how we do it with technology. Give us a ring, give us a holler. You can call 612-KCHUNG1. 612-KCUHNG, number one. Or you can visit us on kchungradio.org and you can type in on the chat wing. Talk some trash, or seriously, just call me up. Let's talk about love or anything but sports, because that's what I don't know about at all. So just listen to some Midnight Magic. Make sure this is playing over here, people. Got some technical diffs. Hold on. Yeah, you know, this is what happens. This is live radio. Someone asks you to sub, and you show up with an iPhone. That's what happens. I'm not mad. Let's see. There we go.
You. Yeah.
Everybody, give us a call. 612-KCHUNG1. 612-KCHUNG1. Don't be afraid. Give us a call. Shout out to your love.
Coming, oh my love, a never too much, never too much, never too much. Your picture just to get me started. I called you up but you weren't there and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Open the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the beginning. Oh my love, a thousand kisses from you is never enough. I just don't wanna stop.
tree. Dig it, dig it, dig it.
Chung, how do you like my deep voice?
That's for me.
It's probably a little too deep. Hi, y'all. Yeah, so you're listening to K-Chung Radio. It's Thursday night. I'm filling in for Kate Gilbert, who is filling in for someone else. We're listening to a collection of obscure... Well, it says it's obscure. Rare funk and soul from Persia. Persian funk. Actually, I can't really say from Persia, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah, it sounds cool. And we've got some people on the K-Chung chat wing. We've got some guests. Guest 942, guest 775, 806. I've been asking people to tell me a secret, and I'll tell you one in return. You can call us at 612-K-Chung number 1, 612-K-Chung 1. Or, I want to talk to you, guest 775. Yeah, I want to talk to you too. Call me. Call us, 612-K-Chung-1, and I will talk to you. That phone will ring, I think. If not, you can call me on my own phone number. And then we could literally broadcast your voice on the phone. We can just have a chat. Talk about whatever. Okay. Again, my name's Oscar Sistermontos. I make music, I make art and stuff. Here's a song from a band that I've had the pleasure of recording with. They're called Naps. And this music hasn't been out there for too long. So you can consider yourself lucky to hear some of these awesome recordings. You can find it on Bandcamp. I believe it's going to be naps.bandcamp.com. I could double check that for you. But let's go ahead and listen to the song, Mark My Word. As I try to make it work. You guys, you're not hearing nothing. Well, live radio, people. Live radio. And for some reason, there's no love there. See, the problem is I'm using this iPhone. It's got no batteries on it. You know, these are the things we do. This is what happens in real life. But there we go. We're going to take that back to the top of that track and give it back to you. There we go. You hear that? Live scratching. Ha ha. Thank you.
good life.
Hey, hello. Hey, hello. Oh, we're taking a call. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Guest 942.
Guest 942, I'm so happy to have you on the air.
What's Am I on the air right now?
Yeah, no, you're on the air. This is happening, and it's awesome. Live it.
Oh.
So, yeah, so...
Okay, there's a delay. I'm a little sorry. Hi.
Hi, yeah, don't listen
hi,
to...
Hi, Oscar.
Yeah,
hi.
This is Oscar. This is Oscar. Hi. What's up?
Do I need to give my name or can
no,
I just
no,
speak
you, let's keep it. Let's keep it secret.
Okay.
So tell us a secret. You're calling us with a secret here on Thursday evening, 11:36 p.m.
Yeah. I didn't really prepare any secrets to share.
Oh, okay.
So sorry about that. But let me just think of something really quick. So,
okay.
I don't want there to,
Here, while you think of that and keep thinking, I'm just gonna pan over and give us some background music. So that's
okay. That sounds great.
Some glasser in the background.
That sounds really good.
But here, why don't I just ask you a couple questions just for fun's sake?
Yeah.
And. You were probably expecting this one. What are you wearing right now? What are you wearing right now?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing black jeans and a blue t-shirt. And the t-shirt is kind of Cool Reaction, and the jeans are Levi Button Fly.
Oh, okay.
It's a classic look.
It is a classic look. Are you wearing shoes?
No, I'm shoeless.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you a secret. I'm in my hometown, and I went to go buy cigarettes at the gas station, and I met the town drunk, and his name's Ivor. And I was talking, he wanted to buy weed for me, but I don't smoke weed, so he's kind of shit out of luck. And he offered me some, like, liquor, and I kind of thought he might have, like, some kind of mouth issues, so I declined. And then out of nowhere, three cops came, and they weren't being, like, dicks. They were just like, hey, buddy, how's your night going? How much have you had to drink tonight? And I just kind of stood there frozen, because I was like, am I, like, associated with him now, or like,
weird.
Are they gonna be wanting to talk to me? And I just got in my car and drove away.
Wow.
So that's my secret.
Wow. So are you calling us from Los Angeles or from another town?
I'm calling from the Bay Area.
From the Bay Area, awesome.
I'm calling from the East Bay Area.
From the what state area? Excuse me.
From East Bay.
What? Represent Oakland.
Yeah.
Is Oakland in the East Bay? I don't even. I just said that. I could have been wrong, but it is, isn't it?
I'm not in Oakland. Wait, okay. Let me turn my fan off. I'm not in Oakland. I'm in the suburban part of the East Bay.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm in a little hamlet. Yeah,
nice.
It's a small town.
Okay.
Area code 925, represent.
represent.
So that's me. What's with you?
You know, secret.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Okay.
Let's start there.
I'm wearing some New Balance shoes because I did some yard work today at my friend's house, and they're some old New Balance. I'm gonna start from the bottom. Uh-huh. I'm wearing some black socks under that. I'm wearing black shorts, cut-off jeans, briefs under that. I'm wearing a button-up kind of vintage-y shirt. That's actually vintage that I got back in high school when I used to thrift shop for reals. And yeah, and I went to the beach today, and I have to say that it was really beautiful. And I basically just, you know, just sat around and jumped in the waves for a good, probably a good 45 minutes. And it kind of is really awesome. Just putting it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You know, sometimes we forget how awesome simple things like that can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been really hot today. I did a little yard work, like I was saying. I helped a friend of mine clear her garden area. And what else can I report? Well, secret-wise, I feel like I always have a lot of secrets. I'm gonna share a secret right now. I have a crush on someone.
You do?
And I do. And I think they know, and it's fine.
I actually have a crush on someone, too, right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, it's great. Well, I mean, it's more than a crush because we, like, had sex, so...
Oh, you know, I think that's, yeah, I think that's when the line gets crossed from crush to
You could say, like, the lines get blurred.
The lines...
And maybe you should play that really great song next. Maybe that should be the next song.
Which song?
Just get some blurred lines by Robin Thicke. Just get some, like...
Really
hetero, like... Top 40 bullshit on here.
Nah, I don't think we're gonna go there. I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't know that song. I didn't see the Miley performance, and you know what? I'm not going to. I also never saw Titanic, so there. You know what?
Saw what?
Titanic.
Who?
The movie Titanic.
Oh.
You know?
It's but like, I mean, it's the heart of the ocean.
The Titanic?
And it's beautiful. No, the diamond. It's all about the rock.
The rock.
The rock.
What are we talking about now?
She, like, has this, like, huge diamond. This huge blue diamond. And it falls into the ocean with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh. Oh, is that, like, the big moment in the movie that I've never seen?
Yeah, that's like the climax. Like, that's when everyone is supposed to, like, get their catharsis.
Oh, whoa.
Like, get yours.
I got mine today in the ocean, and it was awesome. I got it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but now, let's go back to your crush. Now, how... Because this is something I'm always interested in, because I'm the kind of person that, you know, crushing all the time. Crush every 2 weeks. And then usually after that, I'm just like, oh, God, I can't stand this anymore. I don't want to ever even think about this person. Because usually I think I crush on the wrong people, like unavailable or just train wrecks. So my question would be to you is, how did the crush start? Was this like, oh, you know this person, you saw them, you worked with them, they're a colleague?
It started on the internet.
Oh.
It started on OkCupid.
Oh my God, so the OkCupid, people really love it, right? People really love it.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's like, it's free, and you get, like, there's no, like, bullshit. Like, you don't have to pay for anything if you don't want to.
Right.
But, yeah, so we met, like, I sent them a message, and they got back to me, and then we met the next day, and... It was really cool.
Cool. Like,
so I've been going from there. And it's like a dating now. It's like gone, they're like, I guess like the crush part of it, like, didn't really manifest because it was just like so immediate.
Right.
And then now it's like in the like weird, like, what do I need to expect next stage?
Right. What this is where you'd make the boundaries and you loosen up some boundaries, right? This is that moment.
Yeah.
And what do you think about this person? I mean, we don't know your name, so this is, you know, you can say it all. We don't even know who this other person is. What do you think? Are they gonna last? Are you hopeful?
Wait, I can't say that again?
Oh, I said, how do you think it's going to last? Are you hopeful?
I guess I'm pretty hopeful.
That's awesome.
I've been trying to be more of an optimist lately.
That's the only way to be.
Because, like, I was, like, really pessimistic for 4 years because I was in school, and, like, that's just, that's how you, like, be cool in school is you, like, hate everything.
Right.
And I'm over that. That's just not any fun to do.
Yeah.
And it kind of takes a toll on your body because you don't treat yourself right, and then, like, you get sick and you get stressed, and it's like this whole downward spiral.
So now you're embracing love. You're opening yourself to love.
I'm opening myself to love and trying to open myself to spirituality a little bit more. But that's, like, pretty hard for me. I don't know. Are you a very spiritual person?
You know, I think I would say, yeah. I mean, I definitely am, you know, a person who believes in the intensity, the truth, and the power of things that occur outside of our normal tactile realm. So, yes, the stuff is real.
How did you get to your spirituality?
You know, that's a good question. I think for me, well, you know, as a kid, I was raised Catholic or whatever, but that actually had very little to do with it, except for maybe I realized there that religion and that structure just didn't seem to make any sense and was full of hypocrisies and was really weird. But, you know, I think there were some interesting moments. Like, I did like the singing, but not even that much. And I didn't really like it at all. But I guess that, like, you know, it was kind of this thing of, like, whoa, that's weird, and I don't like that. So they kind of started to open my mind just to think of, like, okay, what other things are going on? And it wasn't really until I stumbled upon the Hare Krishna movement that I think my spiritual life kind of started. I'm not a Hare Krishna per se, but I went to UCLA. So at UCLA, we had we had free food given to us by the Hare Krishnas. And anyway, I used to hang out with them. I was a vegetarian, and I was a vegetarian not really knowing why, except that I thought it was fun. And then as I hung out with the Hare Krishnas and got the free lunch, which was always really tasty, I ended up reading the Bhagavad Gita, and that made me a confirmed vegetarian. Like, I was like, this is what I'm going to do, because I really started to think about karma and the spirit of all things. And, you know, once you go down that road, I feel like it opened it up to a lot of other things, like thinking about yoga as something as a spiritual practice, and the idea of, you know, karma in relationship to yoga. And then I started to research a little more about Buddhism. And I think more recently I've been digging more into other forms of stuff. I mean, I guess, like, magic would probably be the best way to sum it up. But yeah.
Magic has been kind of a really popular thing.
Say that again? I lost you for a second.
Magic has been, like, really popular lately.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's on the rise just because, I mean, the way I see it, it's a good thing. It's on the rise because it's us as humans realizing that we have a lot of power and potential that we can use. And I would hope that we can use it in... And I don't know, you know, make awesome things happen, you know? That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me, though, to, like, really...
Well, I'm losing you. You gotta dig in there a little more. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to feel the magic, though, because I think about, like, you know, all these drones that are flying over Syria and, like... That is some fucking dark magic that I don't know if, like, anything I can do would, like, approach counteracting or counterbalancing that, like, dark, fucked up magic.
No, I mean, and you know what? I think you bring up a good point. I mean, I think there are a lot of forces out there In specifics, in this case, you know, our government and our military and the way they use, you know, weapons to kill, to destroy, and the supposed groups that we're fighting who supposedly have done this or that or whatever. I like what you're talking about, this evil energy. I agree with you, but that it's out there and that it makes, sometimes it feels like what we do doesn't add up. But I would say that the fact that you and I right now are having this conversation, the fact that you and I can acknowledge that there's something, some kind of funky magic going on over there, I think that's what this is about. Because one thing I've been thinking about recently is just, as crazy and gnarly as the military industrial complex is, and as complicated it is to try to dismantle it, which is something I would love to do with my life, the one thing I want to remember is that it really is just made up of people. You know, there's just a couple people who are doing gnarly stuff. And I think there's also people who do really good stuff. And if there was enough of us doing the good stuff, I think we can overtake the evil, if that makes any sense at all, as I ramble on. But
yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Can we levitate the Pentagon? I'm sorry, that's a joke, because there's a group of people in the 90s, I think.
Right.
Who did that, and it was more like the group thinked it, and like that reality manifested to them, but everyone else was like, what?
Right. Funny enough, I've had, and you know, and I'm sure they're listening in. What are they called again? Prism? I'm sure they're listening as we talk about this right now. So hello, Prism. One thing I've just thought about is just, it's important for us, I think, to maybe, if to develop the power to levitate the Pentagon would be rad, but maybe also just to like develop a shielding power. You know what I mean? Like to make shields. I feel like if we can develop like psychic energy shields, we're really good. Someone is calling force fields. Someone is calling us the new Jim Jones on the K-Chung chat wing. And they also said that they almost threw their cellular off the Golden Gate Bridge. Is that you who's saying that too?
No. That's not me. I wish I was that funny.
Someone is hating. But yeah, force fields, which brings up the band Force Field from Rhode Island from a couple of years back, actually lots of years back. But you know what? What are we gonna do? I think we just have to keep staying positive. We have to keep making art. And see, that's one of those things when sometimes you're like, really? Are we gonna make art? Is this really what this is about? Like, is it a good thing to make art and listen to music and have fun? And I think it is, because we have to keep the good vibes going, the good magic. We have to keep pushing it. I'm glad you've called. What are you going to do with yourself tomorrow? What's your day looking like? Oh, guest 2942, he's gone. Oh, I think my phone died. Oh, snap. Well, guest 942, my phone died. That means there is no more chatting to be had, except on the K-Chun chat wing. I really appreciate guest 942 calling in and bringing up some really potent stuff. Much love to you, guest 942. Right back at you with all the hearts. Everybody. So you know what? We've got 5 minutes. I'm just going to go ahead and play a little something for you here. Figure it out for a sec. Let's just go ahead and let's just listen to The Glasser from the top, because I think this is a good thing to meditate on. And I'll leave you with that. Everybody, thanks a lot for listening. This is Oscar Sistermontos. If you're interested in listening to some of my music, you can go to sistermontos.com. I've got some new stuff coming out soon. And also check out my show every second Wednesday called Art Tracks, where I do something kind of like what we do here. We just have a chat and discuss life and all that other crazy stuff. Much love to you all. Let's keep our positive energy flowing. Let's try to do our best to make all the terrible things that are happening right now stop happening, and hope that people can live in peace and with diplomacy instead of through violence and murder. We will come to a point in our lives and days when murder won't be the only answer for political unrest. Much love to you all.